Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. If you're listening on bluezonewellness.org, or you may be listening on Blog Talk Radio, we've been broadcasting here right outside of Orlando, Florida. And this is my first time back live in a while. I've been doing a series. I'd like to remind you, as we do always, that as you listen to Blue Zone Wellness, you're listening to something that we point to in the opening statement, where we say that doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame, and he will teach them the cause of all disease. So be sure to listen right here every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. And even the time that we don't broadcast live, as we did here the past 3 weeks, we've been, like I said before, I've been out doing a series, you can still go to bluezonewellness.org or blogtalkradio.com. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, just type in Blue Zone Wellness. We use that platform to broadcast Blue Zone, to broadcast Blue Zone Wellness. You can go directly to bluezonewellness.org, and we have many of the past episodes there. You can listen on demand. I also like to remind you, if you're first time listening, you can follow me on go to facebook.com/naturedoc. Send me a friend request so you can stay up to date on when we're broadcasting, not only the topics that we're broadcasting on, and also I oftentimes post natural health information that's crucial and very beneficial, can be used for yourself and your family. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/bluezonewellness. That's twitter.com/bluezonewellness. You can go to bluezonewellness.org and you can listen there, or you can also go to phase3ministries.com/WordPress. That's phase3ministries.com/WordPress, and you can also listen there. Again, thank you for listening here. We have a very exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about, to a good extent, about your mind or your brain. Quite a bit today. I'd like to remind you as well that if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, we also have the chat room up there. If you want to go there in the chat room and ask a question, you can also call in today if you wish at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207 with a question or comment about what we'll be talking about. We are going to follow our same format that we always follow when we get started here today, where we talk about first the weekend natural news segment, where we talk about and discuss any information on articles that we found to be very interesting, and it might be something that you might want to know about. We discuss and analyze these from my point of view of being a practitioner, and we actually have a couple of very good articles this week. Then, as usual, we move to our second segment where we talk about a healing food. And a healing food, where we talk about some of the benefits of eating particular fruits and vegetables, etc., and how they can actually benefit you and your family. Finally, in our third and final segment, we address a particular herb or supplement that we think is beneficial, or that I've used in the practice overall that I've seen to be beneficial, or even sometimes seeing things that that some of my colleagues may have used, or I just may be familiar with. Today we will follow that format. We have a very interesting show for you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to go ahead and get started.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on bluezonewellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Again, thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I am your host, Dr. Keith Henry, and we are about to get started with our first segment, the Week in Natural News segment. And we'll start off with this article, which was actually published at Mercola.com, Dr. Mercola. And in this particular article, we're going to be talking about basically how to cure or heal or boost your brain capacity. Now, science basically tells us that once you lose brain cells or once the brain is damaged, for whatever reason that is, and I should say traditional science maybe, that there's really not much we can do about it. But this is a very interesting article here by Dr. Mercola that came out on the 28th of October. And Dr. Mercola, he's discussing the ability of the brain to heal itself, or our ability to help the brain heal itself from different abnormalities. And he actually, in this article, he explains how he actually interviewed one of the top brain experts in the world. And Dr. Mercola starts off in this article by saying that one of his own recent interests has been brain plasticity, or otherwise, the ability of our brain to recover, repair, and regain functionality that has been previously lost. He goes on to talk about, as I said earlier, how this idea actually conflicts with the conventional view that once you lose brain function, it's permanently lost. And in his article, he says that Dr. Daniel Amen is a physician and board-certified psychiatrist, and he points out how Dr. Amen has written a 5 New York Times bestseller books and is the medical director of the Amen Clinics in Newport Beach and San Francisco, California, in Bellevue, Washington, in Reston, Virginia, and Atlanta, Georgia, and as well as in New York City. He points out also that Dr. Amen is also one of the foremost experts on brain imaging science, which is the topic of discussion in this article, and partly anyway, and when he interviewed Dr. Amen. He talks about also how Dr. Amen points out that brain plasticity features heavily in his work. And he quotes Dr. Amen in this interview. Dr. Amen says, quote, "About 10 years ago, I wrote a book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. It's based on the imaging work that we've done." He goes on to say further, Dr. Amen, that is, says, "We can actually see the damage in your brain done by a wide variety of things. But on what I call a brain smart program, you can literally improve the function of your brain, which is happening through neuroplasticity. Your brain can actually look and feel younger or look and feel more repaired." And he goes on to say that very few people know that. And he goes on, he cites Dr. Amen, or Dr. Mercola in the article. He goes on to point out how that the human brain has a tremendous amount, based upon the studies of Dr. Amen, of plasticity. This was demonstrated in one of Dr. Amen's studies on active and former NFL players. Football players may have been hit in their head upward of 10,000 to 20,000 times in their lifetime, the article points out. And on Dr. Amen's program, he was able to demonstrate how 80% of them showed significant improvement, including boosting function and blood flow to the prefrontal cortex of the brain. Dr. Amen says, we've had this rash of NFL suicides, which just breaks my heart, because what they don't know is that there is help available to them. Now, in this brain spec imaging that Dr. Amen uses to look at brains, he points out how brain spec imaging is different from the anatomical MRI or CT scans. He said the SPECT measures blood flow and activity patterns. It looks at how our brain works, he said, and it's also similar, actually, to PET scans, and which looks at glucose metabolism. He goes on to say, when using SPECT imaging, physicians look for three things. Number one, they look for areas of your brain that work well. Number two, areas of the brain that are low in activity. And number three, areas of your brain that are high in activity. He said, he points out further that the job then becomes balancing the different areas of your brain. He said that the AMAN clinics have performed over 74,000 scans on people from 90 different countries. And Dr. Amen estimates that they have more experience with this scanning technology than anyone else in the world. And he points out how, although he is a traditionally trained psychiatrist, that psychiatrists are the only medical doctors that never look at the organ they treat. And then you never look at it. And when you never look at it, you miss brain trauma. He says you miss seizure activity and you miss toxicity. He says, although I am a classically trained psychiatrist, I was taught to use psychotherapy and medications, and that's pretty much it. Some of the medication I was taught to use, like Xanax and Valium for anxiety disorders when I first started ordering PET scans, he says, I saw that they made the brain look like it had been exposed to alcohol and that they were really toxic to brain function. He goes on to say that they horrified me, and it was the imaging work that led me to look for natural ways to decrease anxiety. So here we go. He finds out with this brain scanning technology that one of the things he discovered when prescribing Xanax and Valium or Ativan, he points out that upon looking at the brain through the SPECT scans, that it actually made the brain look similar to the way that it looks when alcohol has affected it. He goes on to say, and I'm quoting him, he says, when we make a diagnosis, for example, of depression, it's a symptom. It should be a diagnosis. Making the diagnosis of depression, I tell people it's like making the diagnosis of chest pain. And doctors don't give people the diagnosis of chest pain because it doesn't tell you what's causing it, and it doesn't tell you what to do for it. Depression is the same way, he points out. He says, if you don't get psychological data on their brain, how would you target the treatment to their brain? He says it becomes what's happening in psychiatry today. Guesswork and multiple shots in the dark. He says, I just argue with my colleague that's just not smart. And I agree. It goes back to what we in the natural health community believe with respect to trying to get down to the cause. What's causing the problem in the first place? If you don't try and determine what is the cause or the underlying cause, you're really just shooting in the dark, and you're guessing. You're doing guesswork. And so to get back to this article, again, the article was written by Dr. Mercola, and it can be found at mercola.com. Pointing out further in this article, Dr. Mercola, citing Dr. Amen's work, shows that most cases of depression and anxiety are really symptoms of underlying brain dysfunction. For example, he says depression can arise if brain activity is too low in your frontal lobes. Now, in your frontal lobe, this is the area of your brain. It's the seat of your judgment. It's where you make decisions, moral decisions, etc. And so, according to Dr. Amen, if the brain function or the brain activity in that area in your frontal lobe is too low, you can actually go into a state of depression or have depressive thoughts. He goes on to say that this inactivity means you cannot inhibit your negative feelings. Depression can also be symptom, he pointed out, of heightened or excessive activity in your frontal lobes, as this leads to an inability to stop thinking the bad thoughts that may be in your head. So basically, what we're finding out here is that in terms of brain activity, in this particular case, in the frontal lobe, he's pointing out that if there's not enough activity there in your frontal lobes, you can go into a state of depression, or if the activity there is too low. And at the same time, if the activity there is too high, too much activity is going on, you can get into a situation to where you basically can't calm down, and you can't, it's an inability, as he says, to stop thinking bad thoughts or whatever thoughts that may be in your head. And so here we are looking for what we call homeostasis or balance, and even in your brain. And this is what we talk about typically in the body, that there needs to be balance or homeostasis. When you've heard me talk about, even when you've heard me talking about the pH balance in the body, the body wants to be in a balanced state. Any imbalance in the body over a long amount of time will definitely cause disease or other abnormalities. The doctor, Dr. Mercola, goes on to point out in the same article, he says a traumatic brain injury can also result in symptoms of depression. He says, in fact, according to Dr. Amen, this is very, very common. Other brain-related factors include toxic exposures or a combination of poor lifestyle habits, such as a poor diet and lack of exercise. Dr. Amen's treatments to optimize brain functions actually focus on a four-pronged approach, according to this article, and it includes diet, exercise, nutritional supplements, and correcting negative thought patterns. And these things definitely can cause a toxic brain or cause toxicity in the brain, which can lead to depression or overactivity, even to some people who turn out being violent or given to violent acts. And so here we are finding out that it's very, very interesting when we see that our diet can affect our brains, as pointed out in his article, and as we've talked about also here on Blue Zone Wellness. Lack of exercise can also affect the ability of our brains to function and can send us into a state of depression or other brain issues. To go further on into this article, we find out in the next section where Dr. Mercola is talking again about the work of Dr. Amen in terms of the brain. Dr. Amen, he's quoting Dr. Amen where Dr. Amen says, quote, I had a patient recently who was diagnosed with ADD or attention deficit disorder. He saw the best ADD doctor in the country. He made the diagnosis basically after 10 minutes of listening to his story. When we scanned him, he had a totally toxic looking brain, he says. Of course, you have ADD symptoms if you know there's damage to the front part of your brain. It turned out he had arsenic poisoning. He needed a detoxification program, not more Adderall. So here we have this man went to see the top ADD doctor in the country, and upon a scan of his brain, it was found out that he had a totally toxic looking brain, and the toxic substance, the main toxic substance, was arsenic. And so he had arsenic poisoning or arsenic toxicity, which was causing him to have a state of depression. So here we see, and after he was detoxified, or he needed a detoxification program as opposed to Adderall or some other drug for depression. And so this is one of the core positions of us in the natural medicine community. We realize any natural doctor or any natural practitioner will understand the need to detoxify the body of poisons, and then secondly to rebuild it with nutrients. The article goes on to say, according to Dr. Mercola, he says in his work, Dr. Amen has identified 7 types of anxiety and depressions, 6 types of ADD, 5 types of overeaters, and 6 types of addicts. He says, as an example, he reviews some common types of overeaters and the recommended treatment for them. And so let's look at some of these type of overeaters that actually can lead to psychiatric disorders, according to Dr. Amen's research. And it's something that we've talked about before, how actually what you put into your mouth can actually not only affect your body, but it also affects your brain, because as the body breaks down these substances into food or into nutrients, these nutrients are taken out throughout your body, whether they be nutrients or whether they be poisons. They're taken throughout your body by your blood, and your brain is indeed a part of your body, so it stands to reason that it would be affected positively or negatively based upon what foods you consume. Now, with regard to how brain dysfunction can cause psychiatric disorders, I said earlier, as according to this article, that according to Dr. Amen, he's identified 7 types of anxiety and depression, 6 types of ADD, 5 types of overeaters, and 6 types of addicts. First, he points out compulsive overeaters, people, he says, who just can't stop thinking about food. He says here the front part of their brain works too hard. According to Dr. Amen, that is typically related to a deficit in the neurotransmitter serotonin. When serotonin levels go low, again, just so you know, serotonin is in large part inhibitory to your brain. When serotonin levels get too low, your brain actually starts to overfire. Adequate amounts of serotonin will keep this from happening because it inhibits the brain to an extent. So to address this, Dr. Amen recommends intervention that boosts serotonin. While this can be done using Prozac or Paxil or Zoloft or Celexa, you can also boost your serotonin levels naturally using 5-HTP, L-tryptophan, which is an amino acid, St. John wort, or saffron. So here you have natural methods that can actually boost the brain, or rather boost the serotonin level, so that the brain can be naturally inhibited from acting too much or from overactivity. Citing Dr. Amen in this article, he says there are multiple studies now with saffron showing it has equal efficacy to antidepressants, and there are virtually no side effects to taking higher doses of saffron. A compulsive person leads us to a serotonin intervention, he says. He goes on to say in the same article that exercise is also a serotonin intervention. It boosts serotonin in your brain. Head-to-head comparisons of exercise to Zoloft show they're equally effective at 12 weeks, but in 10 months, he says, exercise beats the socks off Zoloft. So here we have it, where you have those things that the Creator has given us far outperforms those drugs if we would typically just stick with them and have confidence in the methods of healing that our Creator has given us. So here we have, again, he points out how when it's necessary, when you have an overactive brain, if you're a compulsive person, you go off emotions or go and move upon emotions or by impulse without thinking about what you're doing. One of the things that they point out to do, this is an underlying brain issue. And so one of the things that they point out to do is to boost the serotonin level in your body. And in a head-to-head matchup with this and Zoloft, within 12 weeks, he points out that you have equal benefit from exercise as you do when taking Zoloft at 12 weeks, but at the 10-month period, exercise, he says, beats the socks off Zoloft. Now, we usually stay about 15 minutes in this first segment. We're not quite done talking about this article yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a little bit more time in this first segment, because I think this information is very important, and we may cut a little bit of the time out of the final segment, since it's a series that we'll be doing for a while anyway. The next we're going to look at after the compulsive overeaters are the impulsive overeaters. Here in the article, the SPECT scan, according to the article, with respect to impulsive overeaters, the SPECT scan usually show low activity in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, indicating that they cannot inhibit their behavior. The article goes on to point out that they don't really think about food all the time, but as soon as they smell it, they feel the urge to eat. And low prefrontal cortex activity is generally associated with poor impulse control. It's also associated with attention deficit disorder, or what we call ADD. Citing Dr. Amen again, he says, Dr. Amen says, please don't put them on serotonin drug or serotonin intervention, because you will lower their prefrontal cortex more and ultimately make them more impulsive. That's why you have the research that came out in the early 90s about Prozac making you kill your mother. He says, in fact, it can disinhibit people because of what it's doing in their brain or in your brain. And in impulsive people, we want to raise dopamine. So here we have, again, it's an understanding of how the brain functions, how the body functions. And once we understand that, and not only understand how it functions, but also understand the natural constituents that the Creator has already put in the brain, and when we realize that certain nutrients can replace these natural constituents, or these naturally occurring constituents, instead of trying to put synthetic drugs in that ultimately, oftentimes, do more harm than they did good. And as Dr. Amen points out in this article, being cited by Dr. Marcola, that you can raise dopamine. You can raise dopamine with drugs, or you can do it with natural remedies like L-tyrosine, which is actually an amino acid. that finally he goes on in an article talking about how we should use medicine as food, or rather food as medicine. And for instance, he goes on to point out how certain foods also raise serotonin, such as simple carbohydrates. And this is another explanation for why you can become addicted to sugar or wheat or pasta. Now, Dr. Abraham points out that carbohydrate foods such as sweet potato, brown rice, and oatmeal will also raise serotonin, but not in the same powerful way that you would get addicted. So clearly, then, there are better options. He says, quote, a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet is very good for impulsive people because it helps them focus. But it's a disaster for our compulsive people because they start to focus on things that upset them. Finally, he says in this article, Dr. Mercola points out how another dietary factor of great importance is probiotics, ideally in the form of foods, traditional foods. According to Dr. Amen, as much as 95% of the serotonin in our body is produced in our gut, so strategies designed to optimize gut production of serotonin could certainly go a long way toward optimizing your mental health. In fact, I talked about this in passing once here on Blue Zone Wellness. Essentially, that you basically have a second brain in your gastrointestinal tract. And because a lot of serotonin, as he points out here, is produced in your gut, about 95% of serotonin is produced in your gut. And because it's also a brain a chemical, if you will, the amount of it available in your brain is going to be determined by the amount that's produced in your gastrointestinal tract. So again, it's like a second brain in your body, in your gastrointestinal tract. So it would make perfect sense why what we put in our mouths can actually affect our stomach. And actually, Dr. Amen points out as well, and I'm going to quote him again because he points out, again, that it is actually a second brain to an extent. He says, quote, I've really been thinking a lot about gut health. Your gut is really the second brain. They're totally interconnected. If you have a leaky gut or an overgrowth of poor gut bacteria, you are not producing serotonin and the other neurotransmitters that you need to stay healthy. He said, in the last 7 or 8 years, my last couple of books have been about the connection between physical health and emotional health and how people can use food as medicine. He goes on to say, if you look at the spices that have specific brain optimization qualities, for example, saffron and your mood, cinnamon is a natural aphrodisiac that also helps to balance blood sugar and helps people focus, and oregano and rosemary that have been shown to boost blood flow to the brain. Really what you eat is either helping your brain function better or it's hurting it. Again, here on Blue Zone Wellness, we've talked about this over and over and over, that the body, whenever you treat any part of the body, it's not just that part of the body that you're treating. Whenever you eat something, if it affects your stomach to the extent, or your gastrointestinal tract to the extent that you have gas, it's not just affecting that. It's affecting other parts of your body. And so, again, from a natural or an alternative health perspective, you have to understand that whatever you eat will affect your brain. It will affect other parts of your body. And this, based upon our eating habits here in the United States, we should not stand in awe as we find out we have so many of our young people, our children on ADD drugs, ADHD drugs. And most of the time, no one stops to think about what is it that they're eating. Why are they behaving this way? If we go back to what we're putting in our mouths, in most cases, we can determine what is causing the problem. Not only what we're putting in our mouths, but our overall lifestyle, the way that we work, the amount of sleep that we're getting. Do we exercise? Those 8 laws of health that we talk about here on Blue Zone Wellness, again, we'll mention them in summary. They're trusting in the Creator, getting adequate amounts of sunshine, exercise, water, fresh air, your overall diet, self-control, or temperance. Temperance or self-control also goes back to eating, as we mentioned here in this article. Overeating is a lack of temperance, and it affects the gastrointestinal tract, which ultimately affects the brain, which also ultimately affects other parts of the health because the brain oversees the body. And then we have the second brain in the gastrointestinal tract. Now, in the last part of this first article that we've been discussing here, and as I said before, we're still in the first segment. We decided to stay a little longer in this segment because I think this is a very important article. We're in the weekend after news segment. And how the last part of this article mentions how to decelerate the aging process in your brain. And Dr. Mercola citing Dr. Amen's book. Again, if you just joined us, Dr. Amen is a brain expert, one of the foremost brain experts in the country on brain imaging, which is a technology that actually looks at how the activity in the brain is going and basically sits back and determines when you see a higher activity, too much activity in a particular area of the brain or too little, and then look at the symptoms. You can kind of tell what areas of the brain are being affected and why these areas need to be targeted for brain health and how it's affecting our entire behavior. Now, Dr. Mercola in this article is citing Dr. Amen once again. He says that Dr. Amen's book, Use Your Brain to Change Your Age, is based on his lectures over the last 15 years. And he says in it, he discusses a study done with 8,000 people. And what he found was that over time, the blood flow to our brain actually decreases. And citing him, he says, it's sort of like how your skin falls off your face as you age. And I'm quoting, he's quoting Dr. Amen here. The same process is happening in the brain. You can, with your behavior, accelerate the aging process, or you can decelerate it. We can actually prove you can improve your brain through the imaging work that we do. He says, there's a whole chapter in the book about reclaiming your brain. Say you've been bad to your brain. You've been overweight. You've drank too much. You didn't exercise. You're one of our NFL players, and you've been hit in the head multiple times. If you adopt a brain smart program, he says, you can slow or even in many cases reverse the aging process in your brain, end quote. And again, he points out those, as I said earlier in the article, points out four ways, which includes exercise, not entertaining negative thoughts, et cetera, supplements, et cetera. He describes his brain smart program in six words. He says, quote, you have to care about your brain because it controls everything you do, how you think, feel, and act, and how you get along with other people. He goes on to say you need to avoid anything that hurts your brain. For instance, drugs, obviously, brain injuries, obesity. But he also points out sleep apnea, affects the brain as well. He goes on to say that anything that damages blood vessels damages the brain. Same for hypertension, cardiovascular disease, negative thinking, untreated depression, the standard American diet, and alcohol. The standard American diet we call the SAD diet. Then he goes on to point out this includes what do you want to do to benefit the brain. So this includes optimizing your diet, getting physical and mental exercise, along with taking helpful supplements. It also includes learning to think in more positive ways. And it's very, very, you hear us say one of those laws of health, and sometimes it's often overlooked, is trusting the Creator. And many times in life when we have all kinds of stressful situations that we have to deal with, and many times, because we don't know how to deal with them, we take them internally and we stress out over them, and we don't realize that this stress affects our brain. It affects our entire body, but it especially affects or accelerates the aging of our brain. And I would also add that this probably is one of the reasons that we have so many people in our society that are being diagnosed or who come down with Alzheimer's and some of these other diseases. Is because of this. And so we have to realize that it's very, very important that we take care of our brain. And once the brain begins to go into decline, because it has such a chief role in how the body operates overall, of course, it's going to affect other body parts and other body functions. And so this is, again, a very, very interesting and exciting article. Because we're so far behind, we're going to go to just one quick break here, very quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go directly into our healing food, and we're going to talk about the healing food. We're going to spend just a moment on that, and we may be able to go ahead and get to the one other article when we get back. And research shows that spending time with nature has extensive mental health benefits, which is one of the things that we recommend. I recommend in most of my programs or protocols that you get out into nature, and you're going to see, have an opportunity to talk about why I say do that scientifically. The science now shows that there is science showing that if you integrate that into a natural healing protocol or to any protocol, that you're going to actually get brain and health mental benefits just from being out in nature. And how when you're not out in nature, when you're into the cities and et cetera, the research also shows that you have a tendency to think more negative thoughts and even more violent thoughts in some cases. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be right back to continue with this show after these brief messages. Thank you again for listening. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
In this segment, and we're going to go ahead and not only in this segment, we're going to go ahead and take care of one other article that we want to talk about in this segment, and then we'll move right into our healing food segment, which will be brief, and we'll go into our continual series on the importance of vitamins and how to recognize deficiencies and how to find out what vitamins you need and what they're good for. Now, the second article in this healing foods segment here, I'm rather in the Week in Natural News segment, is an article also from naturalnews.com as opposed to Mercola.com. And it was entitled, Research Shows That Spending Time with Nature Has Extensive Mental Health Benefits. The sounds, smells, and sights of the great outdoors appear to have an amazing stress reducing capacity, the article started off to say. And as I said before we went to break, one of the things that I recommend in the protocols and programs for people is that they get outside in nature, because the nature has healing effects. Interestingly enough, this research says that research backs this up, showing that spending time with nature can actually decrease feelings of depression, can actually increase self-esteem, decrease tense feelings, help us to be more caring, less aggressive and violent, and be less likely to procrastinate and better able to work through problems. One of the reasons that I recommend that is because just being outside in the fresh air and the sunshine in and of itself is beneficial. Secondarily, just the scenes oftentimes of being in nature, it can actually be healing in and of themselves, and the research bears it out. The article goes on to point out how one study from 2007 done in the UK compared the mental state of depressed individuals who took a walk in a park outdoors and a walk inside a shopping center. And now here are the results. It said that 71% of this group who took a walk in the park reported that their levels of depression actually decreased, compared to only 45% of the group who walked inside the shopping center. The article points out additionally that 22% of the group who walked in the shopping center reported their depression levels to actually increase as opposed to decrease. So they actually would have been better off by not taking the walk in the shopping center at all. The same study, according to this article, also showed that 71% of the participants who walked in the park reported feeling less tense compared to 50% of those who walked in the shopping center. Additionally, according to the study, a whopping 90% of participants who walked in the park reported an increased self-esteem compared to only 44% of the participants who walked in the shopping center. Finally, the article quotes another study from 2009, which is 2 years after the study we just finished looking at, which in this new study in 2009 came from the University of Rochester, and it found that when study participants were exposed to pictures of nature, they were more likely to list connectedness and community higher as life aspirations than wealth and fame than when the participants were exposed to urban pictures. The same study, 2009 study from the University of Rochester, also found that when participants were exposed to pictures of nature, they were more likely to share money with others than when they were exposed to urban pictures. Finally, research done by the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign studied public housing in Chicago and randomly assigned each subject to a room with a view of grass and trees or a view of a barren courtyard. And what they found was that subjects who were assigned to rooms with a view of nature had fewer aggressive conflicts, incidents of domestic violence, and they procrastinated less on goals that they deemed important and were less likely to believe that they had unsolvable problems than subjects who had views of the courtyard. These studies, the author goes on to say, actually underscore the importance of not losing touch with nature. In many modern societies where depression levels are soaring and an effective tool to help can be found, actually, as the article points out, right in their own backyards. So here you see that just going out into nature, even pictures of nature, actually had a beneficial effect upon the minds and the mental capacity or the mental health of those who were given to depression and other issues with mental health, and even those who weren't given to depression, but they just had just walking outside in nature was much more beneficial than walking, say, through a mall. And as we point out in the study, some of the people who walked through the mall actually had their negative feelings, or they became even 22% more depressed than they were had they not gone there. So here's one of the reasons that I've actually, in my protocols, I actually recommend, one of the things that I often or always recommend is that you get outside in the fresh air, no matter what sickness it is. You get outside in the fresh air and the sunshine, in nature, and not only do you get the physical benefits from the fresh air and the sunshine, but you also receive the mental benefits from the scenes of nature that our Creator has put there to help benefit our health, whether we're sick or whether we're healthy. It cannot do anything but benefit us more. Now going on to, we're going to shift gears here, go right over into our healing food segment. This is where we look at a particular healing food or a group of foods and see their benefit. And we've talked about tomatoes before in the past. So what we're going to do though is a new article came out that pointed out the benefit of actually tomatoes and how tomatoes may actually help prevent stroke. And so I decided to go back, which we will do from time to time. We will look at when new information comes out on different healing foods that we may have addressed in the past. We go back and talk about this new information that may have come out on the healing food and see how it can benefit us. This particular article goes on to point out how tomatoes can actually benefit the mind or the brain rather in helping reduce the likelihood of strokes. The article says that you might want to slice a few extra organic tomatoes every day and throw them in your meals for added heart health. And it goes on to point to say, based on the findings of a new study published in the journal Neurology, researchers out of Finland recently discovered that lycopene, which is an antioxidant prominently found in red fruits and vegetables, and particularly in tomatoes, may actually help to dramatically reduce stroke risk in a way that was never before recognized. The study initially began an investigation into how antioxidants in general affect stroke risk. And in tomatoes, such antioxidants include things like alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, retinol, etc. But although the team that did the research were trying to find out the general benefits of antioxidants, by the time they finished the study, Their analysis was that lycopene, which has most often been linked with promoting prostate and eye health, actually also stood out as the most effective antioxidant promoter of heart health as well. To make this discovery, the lead researcher, Journey Karpai, and his colleague of the University of Eastern Finland followed more than 1,000 men between the ages of 46 and 55 for a space of 12 years, tracking their blood levels of lycopene all along the way. They found out after controlling or after taking into account for all the outside factors that may have affected the result, this team determined that men with the highest levels of lycopene in their blood were actually 55% less likely to experience a stroke compared to those with the lowest level. That's pretty significant. That's better than 50% chance or 50% less likely. That's really significant. And quoting Dr. Edward Giovinacci, a professor of nutrition and epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health, the article goes on to say that the shape of the lycopene molecules makes it very effective in being able to quench free radicals. We don't really understand it entirely yet, but lycopene may have specific properties that actually protect the cell in a way other antioxidants may not. So again, you've heard me say on the show before that the closer we eat in harmony with the colors of the rainbow, the healthier we'll be. And the colors of the rainbow, again, are red, orange, yellow, blue, green, and indigo. And you see tomatoes actually fall right also into that indigo, those colors of the rainbow that our Creator has put. So the Creator is actually teaching us an object lesson in the best way for us to eat, and that is if we eat more in harmony or closer in line with the rainbow. The study also found out further that the benefits of lycopene were observed to be even stronger in protecting against strokes caused by blood clots, which are the most common type of strokes. According to the data from the study, men with the highest levels of lycopene in their blood were 59% less likely to experience a blood clot-related stroke compared to those with the lowest level. So that's even greater than the 55%. It goes up, you're going up another 4 points to almost 60%. So there's 60% benefit in consuming tomatoes, especially organic tomatoes, which is what's recommended. The lead author of the study, Karpai says, I recommend that people eat fruits and vegetables, including tomatoes, regularly. He said the consumption of vegetables is good for your health anyway, in addition to whatever protection it offers against stroke. Finally, according to a 2007 study conducted by researchers from the Ohio State University, orange tomatoes tend to have more bioavailable lycopene than most red tomato varieties. The article, or rather the study that was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Science, found that orange tomatoes contain mostly tetracis lycopene, which is a unique type of lycopene that absorbs about 250% better than all trans variety commonly found in red tomatoes. So that is a very interesting element to know, nugget to know, that the lycopene in the orange tomatoes is actually more bioavailable. In other words, that means it's easier for your body to absorb and turn into beneficial substance for your entire system, as opposed to being destroyed and sent out of the body through the gastrointestinal tract. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We have about 12 minutes left here. What we're going to do is we're going to move right into our final segment. And in this final segment, we've been talking about the benefits of vitamins. We've been going through vitamins and why they are important to your body. Most diseases, listen carefully, most diseases are nutritional deficiencies. And what happens when we have nutritional deficiencies, the body needs these nutrients to function, to carry out all of its functions. And long-term deficiencies in these vitamins and minerals and amino acids, etc., are really the basis of virtually all disease. And so when we talk about this, is why I found it very, very important that we look at, and we've been going through this series here the past few weeks, of what vitamins we have and how specific vitamins function in the body to help the benefit health certain foods that have certain vitamins and what and how to recognize certain deficiencies or what certain deficiencies can cause. Now, we were discussing vitamin B3, and I want to pick up on, we're discussing B5. I want to back up on B5 a little bit and go over that again. And remember, we talked about there's three levels of the amounts of vitamins that you need to get. We talked about the RDA, or the recommended daily allowance by the government, which is typically not enough to keep you healthy, or if you're sick, it's really not enough. Then we talked about the ODA, which is the optimal daily amount, which is if you don't have any health issues, but the amount that you need to pretty much stay healthy. And then we talk about the TAD, or the therapeutic daily allowance. That means if you're sick, if you have some type of disease or abnormality, you will need sometimes even mega doses of vitamins, at least to bring that amount up in your body to the amount that you need, and then you can level it off. And so we're going to start off again. We're going to back up here, and we're going to talk about B5 again, which the recommended daily allowance is 4 milligrams, which is not enough. The ODA, or the optimum daily amount, if you're a regularly healthy person, you need about 50 milligrams a day. And we're talking about B5, or the B-complex vitamin, which you'll need ordinarily to take the B-complex and a supplement where you're getting all of your B-complex vitamins. But B5 is very, very beneficial in helping you deal with stress as well. Now, if you have an issue, a deficiency issue of B5, the therapeutic daily allowance should be between 50 and 200 milligrams. Researchers have actually given 1,000 milligrams daily for 6 months without any side effects. B5 helps in the assimilation of many of the foods that we consume. For instance, you also, it's recommended for people who may have rheumatoid arthritis, about 250 milligrams daily, or even 2 grams daily. For lower cholesterol and triglycerides, amount that's recommended is about 300 milligrams daily. That's B5. Now, what are some of the functions of B5? Actually, B5 helps stimulate metabolism and all of our life processes. It actually promotes growth. It actually helps prevent graying of the hair. It actually also helps prevent skin changes. It's good for sunburn as well as for skin burns. It can also help protect you from skin cancer. It's also helpful in people who may end up with or who may have eczema and lupus. And lupus is a deadly disease, and one of the things that, again, that in a protocol, and you can't just take B5 if you have lupus and be okay, but it's been shown to be helpful or beneficial in an entire program or protocol for a person who may be listening who has lupus, or who may have a family member, a loved one who may know someone who has lupus. B5 also helps absorption of folic acid. It can also increase the cortisol and other adrenal hormone output. It has an anti-stress factor, that I said earlier, and it helps the body resist the effects of stress. Not only stress, but also of infection, of premature aging of your skin and your other organs as well. Many times it's used by, I don't know, I've used it to help address issues of adrenal function, adrenal fatigue. It can also be beneficial in rheumatoid arthritis, as I said earlier, to lower your blood cholesterol as well as your triglyceride levels. So many times, many people I find have serious, serious issues, and many times those issues are directly connected to adrenal fatigue, because we live in a society that is really, really stressful, and without some type of area set up where we can deal with our stress management techniques. And at Blue Zone Wellness, the Faith Free Ministry, when I talk with people, when we see people, that plays a very, very large role. When we determine that there's adrenal fatigue, there's typically a B-complex regimen set up. And not only a B-complex, but also we often include in that B-complex an additional amount of B5. And also there are other things that we may also add to help revitalize those adrenal glands. They are actually the shock absorbers of your body. They are the things that are chiefly affected when you're stressing, when you're not managing your stress well. And as I said earlier, early in the program, I've been talking about some of the things that help with stress, like going out into nature, walking, exercise. All these things help reduce stress, but in terms of supplementation, B5 Another thing that, just to add to B5, we often also will include Eleuthera root, which is also known by the name of Siberian ginseng. But you can find Eleuthera root is also very good to help with adrenal fatigue. And again, adrenal fatigue, it can be pretty incapacitating. And so again, but to continue our discussion with regard to the vitamin B5, some of the other things that it's, or rather let's look at some of the ways or some of the symptoms of deficiency of B5. Anemia is one of the symptoms. Eczema, extreme fatigue. If you're always tired, always extremely fatigued, you're always out of energy, one of the things that could be adrenal fatigue, which could be a deficiency of B5, because again, B5 is one of the things that help with this. Infertility is another symptom. Reproductive problems, muscular weakness or stomach distress, constipation could be. And this does not necessarily mean it's just a B5 deficiency, but these are just some of the symptoms of B5 deficiency. Again, chronic fatigue, a tendency to infections, graying and loss of hair, premature graying and loss. Eventually, most people's hair is going to get gray. But if you have an overall healthy lifestyle, it will not gray so quickly, and many times it will even not gray in when other people's hair may already be gray or when it's expected to be gray. Other areas of symptoms or signs of deficiency also include the burning of feet, insomnia, adrenal exhaustion, low blood sugar, muscle cramps, skin disorders. And also, B5 deficiency has been found also been found to be one of the causes of asthma. So the severe deficiency shown by burning foot syndrome, as I said earlier, not only burning foot syndrome, but also you may be experiencing numbness or shooting pains in your feet. Many times this is affiliated directly with a B5 deficiency. Now we are going to look at, we're almost out of time here. We're going to look at the last thing we'll look at with regard to B5 or some of the interactions. B5 complex, vitamins A, C, and E are needed for the assimilation of B5. So this is why I recommended earlier when we first started talking about B vitamins that you typically want to take a B complex supplement. And again, but if you suffer, as I've recommended sometimes in my practice, if a person is suffering from severe stress, I will put them not only on a B complex supplement, but I will also put them separately, or additionally rather, on a B5 supplement together with that. And I may also even add the Eleuthera root for a short amount of time to try and re-energize and feed and to bring those adrenal glands back into, or try and re-energize them. Also, the vitamins A, C, and E are needed for the assimilation of B5. And it is used in the manufacture of synthesis of coenzyme A and also for ACP. Without this, fats and carbohydrates cannot be used for energy production. Therefore, it is needed in the production of adrenal hormones and red blood cells. So here you have, if you're taking B5, you have to remember that vitamins A, C, and E are needed for the proper assimilation. And you should also always take, if you're taking B vitamin, you essentially initially need to take a B complex vitamin. And if you're dealing with severe stress, you may need to add just a B5 vitamin to that as well, alone to that B complex. Now, you have been listening to Blue Zone Wellness right here on bluezonewellness.org. If you've been listening wherever you are around the world, I do realize that I have listeners in other countries, especially my friends there in Costa Rica. Thank you for listening as well. I want to encourage you to join me again next week on Blue Zone Wellness at the same time, 4 to 5 p.m. If you want to get that we have, you can again visit me at facebook.com/naturedoc. You can send me a friend request. You can also follow me on twitter.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Visit bluezonewellness.org and read some information, or you can also visit phase3ministries.com/WordPress. There is our Simple Natural Health Secrets blog. We have loads of free information. Again, remember to join us here next week, same time, same place, here on Blue Zone Wellness. If you have any questions there, we've been on the chat. I see guests in the chat room, but I haven't seen any questions. I'll keep the chat room open for maybe 5 or 10 minutes if there are any questions. If not, God bless. Have a good week, and we'll see you same time. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.